38, things are really hopping in Harlem. Goodman and Basie were swinging all the way to big stardom, yes. On Lenox Avenue, the kids found a way to move their 2 feet, which matched up perfectly with the energy of a newbie. When the band started to swing it in rhythm, all the cats in the corner were with them, hopping and stomping under the umbrella of a fella who was known to all as Whitey
Herbert White.
The girls and boys at the Savoy were Lindy Hopping Nightly.
Well, all right.
Mr. Chick Webb led the house band playing in the ballroom. It was one whole city block and had 2 stages, not a small room. When one band finished, the other band started, there was no rest. The Savoy was famous for its battle of the bands and other contests. Once Chick Webb tried to battle Count Basie, no one won, but the cats all went crazy, hopping and stomping. Chick, Cat, Ella Fitzgerald, who could barely make the place swing. But singing with Basie was Billie Holiday, she was amazing. Snowden might have been the best dancer in the city. According to the story, Shorty was the first to call it Lindy. When Whitey's Lindy Hoppers were starting to get famous all around town, Shorty thought the time had come to challenge all the youngins to a showdown. Shorty did the act that he had been known for. Up steps Frankie, challenging the king of the dance floor, hopping and stomping. Young Frankie Manning threw his partner in the air, it was a new trick. The crowd went crazy, the screaming was louder than the music. I'll have to give this contest to the youngsters.